Hi everybody, Secret Subject here, and this is a file called the Safety Blanket. Now, a lot of people have been talking to me recently about safeties and safety triggers, so this file will just install a blanket safety over your mind so that you feel safe and protected at all times. Think of it like a security force field around your mind. If you think anything untoward is entering it, you'll be able to block it easily and effectively, but still enjoy all the fun stuff that you want to out of trance. This will not affect your ability to go into a trance. This will not affect your ability to be suggestible or to have hypnotic suggestions placed upon you. What it will do, though, is it will give your subconscious mind back the power to choose whether or not it accepts suggestions. So think of it as like your last resort force field. If you say listen to a file or are working with somebody new and something untoward that you don't agree with or have not consented upon is brought up as a suggestion, your mind will easily and effectively be able to block that with its new safety blanket. Okay, so if this is something that you would like or are interested in, all I need you to do is to sit or lie down in a comfortable position in a place where you will not be disturbed for the duration of this file. This file contains a relaxation portion and then obviously the suggestions, which you'll be aware of. Okay, so if you're ready to begin, all I want you to do is take a nice deep breath in and out. That's right. In and out. That's right. And just continue to breathe deeply. In and out. And just focus on your breathing. Focus on that slow, heavy, rhythmic breathing. While I talk to your subconscious mind, while I talk to your mind, as you just focus on breathing in and out. So rhythmically, so calmly, so gently, so deeply, as you just breathe and listen. It's so nice to just relax for a moment and breathe so deeply. And now, what I want you to do is to focus on a spot on the wall or the ceiling, somewhere that you can look at and focus on. So now we're focusing on two things: your breathing, deeply, rhythmically, calmly, gently, and that spot on the wall. Now I just need you to focus on it deeply. Stare at it. Look at its color, its shape, its texture. Study it. Fixate upon it. That's right. Look at everything about it. And as you fix your eyes upon that spot on the wall and you focus on your breathing, you can start to notice your eyes feeling heavy, droopy, drowsy even. As your eyes just start to blink, and noticing with every single blink, your eyes become heavy. Every blink reminds you how nice it is to close your eyes. Each blink reminding you how nice it is to just keep them closed. Each blink reminding you how nice it is just to let everything go and relax and to sink into a nice, deep, peaceful state of trance. That's right. And you can notice with every blink, your eyes become heavier, and with every blink, your eyes become heavy, droopy, drowsy, sleepy even. As you focus on your breathing and you focus on your heavy eyelids and you focus on concentrating on that spot, because you do want to look at that spot, because you do want to focus on your breathing in and out. And because you do want to focus on that feeling in your eyelids as they become heavier and heavier and heavier and heavier and heavier and heavier. That's right. And you find yourself also starting to think about how nice it is to hear the sound of my voice and how nice it is to focus on the words that just drift in your mind and wrap their way around your head. That's right. As you just start to focus on your heavy eyelids, how nice it is to stare at the spot, how deeply you should breathe in and out, and each and every single one of my words and how they just wrap their way around your mind. And it's funny because as you're keeping track of my words, you find yourself forgetting to remember what I said and forgetting to remember, remembering to forget each and every single word as they just drift through your head. Because let's face it, it's so hard to keep focus on all those things at once. The heavy eyelids, the focusing on the spot, the breathing in and out. Each and every single word that I say. And what did I say? And how did I say it? And thinking about each exact word as it runs through your mind, like a script, like a never-ending dialogue. Like you read my words like a book. And then my words start to come too fast in your brain as you start to realize that the running dialogue you had going in your head, where you can see each and every single one of my words like a script, like a book, like a running dialogue in your head. You start to realize that the words come too fast and you start to lose track of words as I've said them or as I say them. Because once I've said it, then I've said it. And you find it so much easier just to let everything go. The heavy eyelids, the staring at the spot, the focusing on your breathing, the focusing on each and every single word that I say, and imagining it in your brain like a running dialogue, like a script, like the words just pop up into your head. And wouldn't it just be nicer just to let everything go? Wouldn't it be nicer just to let everything sink and drop and drift and dream and just relax and let everything go as you drift down, 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 down to sleep? That's right. As you just sink, as you just fall, as you just drift, as you just dream for me, as you just drop down deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper, down, 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 down with 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, sleep. That's right. And now I want you to imagine something for me. I want you to imagine a beautiful staircase with 10 steps. It could be a staircase, you know, it could be one at work or at home or an imaginary one that you've just made up. And as I count down from 10 to 1, I want you to imagine that you and I are stood at the top of that staircase, and with each number I count, you take a step down, 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 further and further down the staircase. As I hold your hand and smile at you gently and remind you that it's okay to let yourself go. And that it's okay to just relax and listen and focus on all the words that I am saying. As I count down from 10 and we take a step down the staircase. That was easy, wasn't it? 9, stepping deeper and deeper down, with 8, 7, 6. Each number I count, another step on the staircase with 5. 4, 3, 2, 1. And there we are at the bottom of the staircase. You can see the floor beneath us is black. Everything around us is just black. An empty void. A blank canvas for me to paint images over your mind. That's right. And as you stare at our surroundings, you notice that everything is just pitch black, except for one thing. The door. The door covered in spirals. The big, large, black and white door with a nice golden handle. And I tell you, oh look, we found the hypno room. And I take your hand and I lead you to the door. And I say, go on, open it. As you place your hand on the door handle and you turn it, and pull the door towards us. And as you do, we step inside a pitch black room. I turn around and look for a light switch and turn on the lights. And with that, the whole room illuminates. And you notice the white walls surrounding you. And they're covered in paintings and pictures and murals. You see a large bookcase in the corner. In another corner, you see a large blackboard with tiny words scribbled all over it in white chalk. On the other side of the room, you see shelves covered with plush blankets and pillows. And each of the windows is covered with long red velvet curtains. But what we're here for today is we're here to show you something very special indeed. I take your hand and lead you over to the center of the room where you see a large plush white sofa. And I say, come with me. And I lead you over and I sit you down and I say, wait here. I'm going to go and get something to show you. Something very special indeed. And I go over to one of the shelves where I find a blanket. Now this blanket is not an ordinary blanket. You can see as I hold it up in front of your eyes that this blanket is nearly see-through because it's woven with very soft, very fine threads of almost silk. And you can see that it has a slight glisten to it, almost as if there's sparkles woven directly into the fabric. That's right. And as I hold it up in front of your face, you can notice it's see-through. So, if I were to cover you with this blanket, I'd still be able to see you completely and totally. That's right. So, I tell you that this is your safety blanket. This blanket is very special and has magic powers. Its special powers mean that each and every time you need it, it will be here in the back of your mind. Now, I cover you with this blanket. Now what this blanket does is this is a shield for you. This is a force field in the back of your mind to protect you, to keep you safe. Your subconscious mind knows exactly what you want, and your subconscious mind knows exactly what is good for you and what is not good for you, and your mind and your well-being. And at the end of the day, your subconscious mind has your best interest at heart. So, if there is ever a suggestion given to you by someone, whether it be someone you know, a file, someone you've just met, anyone at all who decides to hypnotize you and place a suggestion in your mind that your subconscious mind does not feel is safe for you, for your well-being, then this blanket will just wrap over your mind and protect you like a force field. That's right. So that when you wake up from that trance state, that suggestion will just not be there. It's just not there at all. Because the force field has deflected it. Because the force field has encapsulated your mind and protected it from letting any of those negative suggestions affect you. That's right. And you know that if at any time your subconscious mind accepts a suggestion, and later on down the line you find the suggestion is harmful to your mental state or well-being, or is an inconvenience to you in any way, shape, or form, the safety blanket will wrap over your mind and remove that suggestion for you. Easily, simply, without fuss. that suggestion will just not work anymore. Just like it had not been there in the first place. That's right. And this safety blanket is here with you always. And remember that deep, deep down inside, it is your choice whether or not you want to use this blanket. It is your decision whether or not you want to accept this blanket as your gift, as your safety. That's right. And if at any time you don't want this blanket anymore, you can just leave it in the corner of your mind, just for safekeeping. That's right. And now, I've given you this blanket, and you hold it in your hands and you look at it, and you know that this is always here with you, for as long as you want it, for as long as you need it, and for as long as you feel like you need this gift from me to you. And with that I say, okay, now it's time to lock the door to the hypno room. And I take your hand and I lead you out of the room, turning the lights off behind us, and you see the room grow dark again. As we're back outside the door, I lock the door shut, because at the end of the day, this room is our little secret. Just for you and me. And then you see the familiar staircase leading up, 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 up. And as I count up from 1 to 10, you find yourself becoming more awake, alert, and aware with each and every single number I count, until I reach the number 10 and you'll be wide awake, alert, aware, fully refreshed and energized, ready to go about your day. Climbing that staircase with me, my hand in your hand, as I smile gently at you, with 1, 2, 3, drifting up further and further, feeling more awake, alert, and aware with each and every number I count, with 4, 5, 6, finding your fingers beginning to wiggle, your toes beginning to move slightly, 7, 8, you might be able to stretch your body. That's right, as you start to wake up with 9, and on the next number, eyes open, fully aware, fully awake, fully alert, refreshed and energized with 10, wide awake. Hi there. So I hope you enjoyed that little file, my little safety blanket check. Comment down below, let me know how you felt and how this worked for you, if it worked for you. And please, if you ever find this suggestion comes into play, I really hope it doesn't have to ever come into play, but if it does come into play at some point, feel free to message me, email me, contact me on Tumblr or on YouTube, and tell me what happened and how it worked. And again, as always, keep it trancy. I'll see you later.